What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. The Danny Masterson rape trial has ended in a mistrial. The jury has been deadlocked. They couldn't figure out if they wanted to convict him or if they didn't want to convict him. And now, after many days of being deadlocked and replacing two jurors due to COVID, the judges announced that the trial will end deadlocked and in a mistrial. Obviously, the prosecution is going to reevaluate and decide if they're going to go after these charges again in another trial. You see, when it's a mistrial like this, it's not that he's been exonerated. What happens here is the jury just couldn't come to a decision. So he's not guilty either, by the way, but he has not been exonerated. So the prosecution has the ability to go after him again here if they so choose, considering that things were declared a mistrial. So let's jump into this Fox News article real quick, and let's get updated. Headline, Danny Masterson trial. Attorney, DA released statements after 70 shows star gets mistrial. Masterson was charged in 2020 with the forcible rape of three women in different instances that allegedly happened between 2001 and 2003. This article was authored by Lawrence Richard. Now, while the case was going on and we were talking about it, I said that the testimony that was provided from the alleged victims was pretty strong, and I still think that. But Danny Masterson's lawyers were able to punch some holes in it because of the timeline issues. When you have a case or a situation that goes back all of these years and you don't have a bunch of receipts, it's going to be very difficult to get a conviction, especially in criminal court. Now, the bar for getting a ruling in your favor in civil court drops dramatically. So they might get a favorable ruling in civil court because there are some civil actions against Danny Masterson going on right now. But when we're talking about criminal, the bar is set high and the burden of proof is on the accuser. So if you don't have receipts and a lot to back up what you're saying and you're dealing with a competent defense attorney, a lot of times they're going to be able to punch some holes in the story. And if the jurors see that there's enough holes punched in the story, well, you get a situation like we see here. Danny Masterson's attorney released a statement applauding the decision by the Los Angeles Superior Court, Judge Charlene F. Almeida, who declared the 70 Show star rape trial a mistrial on Wednesday. Masterson was on trial for three counts of rape, stemming from allegations between 2001 and 2003. But on Wednesday, Judge Almeida said she found the jurors hopelessly deadlocked over the facts of the case. A new trial has been set for March 27th, 2023. So they're going to have to go back and start all over. Unfortunately, that means we're going to have to go back and recover it. Not one of the more enjoyable things to do, honestly. Hearing these accounts from these women who say that they were abused by people, I'm not a big fan of having to do that. But I feel like this is one of those cases that's pretty important, right? We have a guy, very famous Hollywood actor, very popular man, accused of using that power and his association with the church to abuse people. Certainly a worthy story. However, not one of the ones that I find enjoyable to talk about. Philip Cohen, Masterson's attorney, released a statement calling the decision a true testament of the justice system. So what they're going to try and do is spin this as a victory. And it is a bit of a victory, no doubt. He didn't get convicted, right? So it's a bit of a victory. But it's more of a stalemate than anything. It's not like this is going away. It's not like he's going to be able to avoid ever having to sit in court again. So he got a momentary reprieve, if you will. I am so thankful for the incredible care and commitment that the jurors showed in this case. This trial was about nothing other than the credibility of the three accusers, and the credibility could only be determined by comparing, contrasting, and focusing on the ever-evolving statements given by the women, Cohen said, and there's no doubt that that played a part in it. If you change your story and then you go before a jury, the jury's going to take that into account. He added, the vote count says it all, and it's a true testament to our justice system that the jurors were able to see through all the inflammatory noise and focus solely on what was truly important. On the other side of the case, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office was disappointed with the outcome. Yeah, no doubt. They've pumped a lot of resources into this, and this is a very high-profile case. It's never a good thing for a prosecutor's office not to bring something like this home. While we are disappointed with the outcome in this trial, we thank the jurors for their service, the DA's office said. We also want to give our heartfelt appreciation to the victims for bravely stepping forward and recounting their harrowing experiences. Now, if they retry this like they say they're going to, then they're going to have to do it all over again, unfortunately. Relive those past traumas, those past experiences, and how many of them are going to want to do that? That's certainly a legitimate question as well. We will now consider our next steps as it relates to prosecuting this case, it added. Two of the jurors in the trial were dismissed earlier this week as they tested positive for COVID-19. I knew that that wasn't going to end well, right? You lose two jurors, you bring in two alternates in the middle of a gridlocked, deadlocked jury. Certainly doesn't seem like the, you know, best situation to walk into as an alternate. Masterson was charged in 2020 with forcible rape of three women in different instances that allegedly happened between 2001 and 2003. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. So he was charged said to have done this all these years ago. And while I found their testimony credible, it's very hard to punch a case like this through. You have to have the evidence to back it up, whether that's forensic evidence or corroborating statements, people that come forward and say, look, I know that this happened, and there really wasn't enough of that, in my opinion. However, the testimony that we did hear was absolutely strong. So it comes down to what the jurors believed, and the jurors obviously couldn't come to a conclusion and decide to come to a majority on what they saw as far as the evidence. And I can totally see that. Now, I wasn't in that courtroom. I'm just talking about what we went over here. And when you go over the stuff that we saw here, the testimony, and you could see that it was a contentious back and forth. The woman who brought the allegations forward include a woman who was Masterson's longtime girlfriend and another close friend. The third accuser was a confidant. So for me, that was powerful too, right? When you have people who come forward and they were friends, they were your ex-girlfriend, and they say things like this, usually I'm willing to listen. And then we go from there, let's see the evidence, right? And what we saw here was a lot of powerful evidence, but the problem is the defense attorneys were able to poke holes in a lot of these stories. They were able to poke holes in time frames. They were able to poke holes in the memory. And of course, when jurors see that, it's very difficult for them to side with the accuser. Our client showed tremendous courage in testifying about personal and horrendous acts in a very public forum and despite persistent harassment and intimidation, attorney Allison L. Anderson said in a previous statement provided to Fox News Digital. And the harassment, killing animals, all of the stuff with the church, I feel like that has legs. And I feel like that stuff did happen. Listening to the testimony, listening to other people who have been in the church, certainly seems to me that that's the MO. If you're a subversive person or whatever the hell they call it, you're going to get harassed, you're going to get chased around, they're going to bother you, and that just seems to be the MO. So that certainly had legs. And the fact that they tried to keep the church angle out of the story, out of the case, tells you what you need to know about how the church feels. They don't want to be under the microscope. They don't want to open the books. And they certainly don't ever want to get to a phase where they're involved in some sort of discovery. In court, one accuser recalled emerging from unconsciousness to Masterson allegedly raping her. She remembered not being able to breathe and thought she was going to die. Another accuser had a similar story that Masterson raped her while she was unconscious in December of 2001. And they said that he gave him some kind of drink, too, some kind of, you know, drug in the drink that made them woozy. And then he was able to allegedly assault them after they were inebriated. They remain hopeful that Mr. Masterson will experience some criminal consequences for his vile conduct and are eager to now pursue their claims in civil court and seek redress for the nightmare they have been made to suffer, the statement said. So what's going to happen is you'll see people are going to start saying that it was all about the money, that these girls were women, were looking for a payday. That's going to be the narrative that you hear coming out of Danny Masterson's camp. Do I buy that? Not really. But that's what you're going to hear. And for these women, they want justice one way or the other. And if the only redress is smacking this dude in the bank account, then so be it. Because there has to be some kind of justice for these women, in their opinion. So we'll see what happens here, and we'll see if the prosecution decides to come back to the table and re-prosecute this. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI @protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.